Right. Okay, we're recording.
Are we live?
We are live.
So episode 2.1, and I got a name for it.
What's the name?
The name is We Were on a Break.
I thought we were going to do Mother's Day.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it's Mother's Day, it's Mint Mobile, and I forgot the third thing.
Same color buttons.
Okay. Yeah. Well, which one do you want to... But I like the name
We Were on a Break. Yeah,
do
we need to get into detail with that?
No, we'll get into that later.
I mean, Jesus, it was COVID. It was all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later. Let's stick to our topics. Mother's Day. How was it?
Surprisingly, pretty well. Better than I thought. The presents went well, and we actually went out for breakfast, which surprisingly went okay with three kids.
Okay, diner?
Fish Street Diner, which is like this like old time, not really.
Diners are the bomb.
Diners are the bomb, yeah. And you know they don't. Oh, you know down south they don't really have them, right? I mean, I remember when I was down in Florida, you didn't get the same diner feel.
No, you get the IHOPs, but you don't have that diner feel. You're absolutely right.
So yeah, you must miss.
I love the diners that have carpet on the floor.
I've never.
And it's just disgusting carpet.
It is. It's like
horrible.
Musty, and it smells like a kitchen. Yeah, nasty.
Yeah.
I haven't been to
my wife
in a while.
My wife's a little bit posh.
Posh.
A little bit on the poshest.
Is that fancy, right?
Yeah, she's a little fancy. So the first time I took her to a diner,
she was disgusted.
She was a little bit, but she asked for a fruit salad. On the menu, it said they had fruit salad, so she asked for a fruit salad, and she goes, no, she didn't ask for the fruit salad. She goes, excuse me, what's in the fruit salad? And the waitress is like, honey, it comes from a can.
I could totally see her doing that.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Do you get your mother a gift on Mother's Day?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
but I do. It's just because I can't not. But because
Margo makes you?
No. It's a little bit of both. But this time around, Margo made something for her, so it was a little easier.
Okay. That's good. Because I don't recall like really ever getting my mom stuff for Mother's Day. It was more like, here's a card, bye. But like lately, I realized like Raquel's like, okay, it's Mother's Day. What are you getting your mom? I'm like, dude, why are you putting the stress on me? This is the whole reason I don't do gifts.
Right.
It's like, now I have the stress. Like, what am I going to get my mom? So, you know, I just leave it to her. I'm like, just order her whatever, flowers. Or I don't care.
Yeah, right.
But I'm like, but now she's expecting something next year too. And so it's like, why? Why start that tradition?
Well, this late in the game, right?
Exactly.
Right. So, how'd you make out with your wife?
Good. Yeah, no problem. So, I've gotten her a ring and a bracelet for Christmas.
Right.
So,
I kind of remember this. Yeah.
So I got her.
Are these the two you stole from the store?
No, I didn't steal these.
Right. Oh, that was last Christmas.
But that came up the other day. That came up the other day. No, these weren't stolen, but I got her. Yeah. So I got her the ring and the bracelet for Christmas. So we went back to the store and got her the matching necklace. So she loves that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, no, Raquel asked me if that store had ever reached back out to me. But they didn't, you know, they have no idea.
I don't remember. Basically,
which is another thing we have to get back
to. You just didn't pay enough, right? Like they charged you not enough, basically.
No. So I bought two bracelets and they only charged me for one.
Yeah, that's buy one, get one.
Seriously, I thought that was the promo. Mother's Day, it worked out well. We had brunch. So, I mean, I guess the whole point of Mother's Day is like for... like mom to get the day off.
Well, yeah,
right?
it's really that's what they want.
That's what they want. But
that's what they want.
You know,
right.
Once your kids are a bit grown up, like Javi, we just send him outside. He plays by himself. Tom, she doesn't really need anything. My wife made brunch.
You made your wife make dinner and breakfast?
No, I didn't make her do anything. Oof. I said, hey, you want to go out for brunch? She goes, no, I'm just going to make this thing that I like. I was
wow,
like, all right,
how about
make it,
that?
We'll eat it.
Doesn't even take a day off, man.
Look, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but to your point, though, even the twins are getting to that point where they're kind of pretty much playing on their own now. It's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, but you still got to keep an eye on them.
Oh, and then we still got to change their
You can't just send them outside like, oh, here, go play.
Well, I tell you what, dude. There's been times where, like, in the backyard, whatever, like, here's the thing. Here's the best part, and you probably
Paxton,
don't.
Keep an eye on your sisters.
Well, I was just going to say, you didn't experience this because your kids are so far apart, but these kids, our kids, okay. Me and my wife's kids, yeah. are so close.
They play a lot.
It's kind of crazy. And like, there's been times where, like, even on a Saturday morning, like, I could probably, if I wanted to, I could probably sneak in like a 3-minute shower and they would be fine. So it's crazy because like a year ago, you couldn't keep your eyes off them. It's, crawling. Actually, a year ago, they were getting ready to walk.
Yeah. And I think I think hobbies sort of reach that age, like, where seriously, like, he comes from school, he goes outside, we call him inside for dinner, he finishes his last bite of dinner, he's back outside playing,
right?
And like, we just call him in, take a shower. Like, I don't even have to shower him anymore. Like, there's like a progression to it. It's like, first, okay, I soap him up, and first he's sitting down, then he's standing up, I have to do is turn on the water and give him the towel.
Now
it's like, dude, go get your underwear, get in the shower, and get out.
That's awesome, dude. We are, the twins started going in the bathtub this past year, like pretty much on their own.
Yeah.
But it's chaos. Via doesn't like the water.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to put on a cartoon in the bathtub just to get them to go in. They're getting better at it. But I can't even imagine them just doing it on their own. We're not that. I mean, but still, it's so much easier today than it was a year ago. So
I seem to recall last Mother's Day episode, which was probably like or 3 years ago. Your mom got angry because we didn't, shout out to Mrs. Sodasanti. So,
damn, that's right. You have a good.
Did you call your mom?
I texted her.
You texted her?
I saw my mom probably like the day before. I live down the street now, so that's since the last time we've spoke. I think we've both moved again, right? So I'm like 4 miles from my mom and dad's house, so I see them all the time. Maybe a little too much. So it's fine if I just text them. Now, unlike your parents, they're, what, 1,000 miles away? You never see them. Come on. You should be calling your mom every single night. Every night.
I don't call every night, but, I'm pretty good. I call them every now and then.
Every now and then, get out of here.
I call them a couple times a week.
A couple times a week.
Like, today, it's starting to get depressing, Paul. It really is, because...
I know.
Like, I call my dad, we're getting ready to hang up, and he's almost at tears. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you don't know how much we appreciate you calling and checking on us. And this is really the highlight of my day. I'm like, oh Jesus, Dad, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, that's sad, dude. That's how it is with my grandparents.
It's rough.
I have all four of my grandparents, and they're hitting like upper 80s, almost 90, and.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so brutal, and like, it's tough now with COVID too. Even though they all got their shots, we didn't really see them for the past.
You didn't see them for.
Yeah. So like, we always feel obligated to call and stuff, but it's like, what do you talk about every week other than the freaking weather? And then to them, it's the it's church weather. And if it's my mom's side, we talk about the Phillies. But I mean, there's not much else to talk about on the phone all.
Look,
the time.
With my dad, it's. Taxes.
Taxes.
Taxes. Religion. Every opportunity he has, he brings up, hey, you got to get your kids back into a Catholic school.
Oh,
they're in
God.
A public school. That's the gateway
right.
to hell.
That's right.
All that stuff.
Felipe, I'm still hearing the baptism stuff from my grandfather.
I'll give it to you. Then we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah.
As well. But this whole calling thing brings up our second point of the night, which is Mint Mobile. When are you going to sign up?
I guess tomorrow's marriage journal night, so I'll bring that up tomorrow night. We need to get on the Mint Mobile because it's costing me an extra $20.
That goes into the marriage journal?
Well, I'll bring it up and say, hey,
can we have a whole episode where you just read segments out of the marriage journal?
That's not gonna happen.
Please? Can we bring Margo on?
Nope. No, this is my time with you, away from her. So,
all right, that's what this is about. So, okay, but Mint Mobile, yeah, you gotta sign up. I'll say this, you know,
Ryan Reynolds,
you pay $15 a month.
Yeah,
and the only reason we do this, obviously, for the one or two listeners we might have in the Sodasanti family, is because we're both really cheap.
Yeah, I'm not as cheap as I used to be, but yes, I'm still very cheap.
Okay, I am. I'll say this, if anybody at the Sodasanti family wants to sign up for Mint Mobile, please reach out to me beforehand. I will send you a referral link. We both get $15 off our bill. Right. So, hey, it's a win-win for both of
you. You Venmo. Well, are you going to Venmo the $7.50 back? Are you going to split it?
No. It's $15 for you and $15 for me, and that's it.
All right, fair enough.
You're the only guy that I know that makes you split these like referral.
Well, that's why you have Venmo and PayPal these days, you know.
All right, whatever. If you're gonna sign up, give me a call.
It's gotta be this week.
I'll send you a referral link.
My Metro PCS bill is due on the 25th, so I need time for the phone for the chips to come in.
I'll say this. It's $15 a month. I'm not going to say that the quality of the calls is pristine.
Is it worse than Metro, which is what we have or we used to have? I still have.
I had zero problems with Metro. Zero problems.
I think it's fine.
I had absolutely no problem with Metro. With Mint, I will say on one or two occasions, it's like I call, and I really only call my wife, so it's not a big deal if the call doesn't go through. It's not like a life or death thing.
Right.
But like I'll call and I'm like, I can't really hear you. She can't hear me. I call her 5 minutes later and then it works fine.
Yeah, that's normal stuff, I feel like.
It's a minor inconvenience. I'm not calling clients. It's not like I'm making or breaking my life here. Nobody calls me.
When I got that job at who cares now? When I got that job at UPenn, I was on that real crappy Metro phone and I had no idea, like, their setup was all through, like, Google Hangouts. And on the first day, she's like, do you have a Google Hangouts? And I said, no. And she's, oh, well, can you quick put it on your phones because we have a 9 o'clock call. And I'm on the Metro PCS network. And that app took, like, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes to download. Like, it was not there in time. It was not there in time for the call. And I'd explain to her, I'm like, oh, well, you know, the network here is really slow here with the phone. Sorry. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. But anyway.
No, but in all seriousness, this Mint thing, it's the only downside is you pay in advance, which I understand why people are skeptical to sign up for this thing that you have to pay in advance. But, hey, you know. It's $15 a month. Can't beat that.
Well, here's why I want it. I'm saving $20 a month, but there's also more speed to it. It's supposedly you get, I think, 4 gigs of speed.
You do get more gigs.
Metro, I think we're only getting 2. So it's all unlimited, but you just get more faster speed.
Well, I'll say this. When you run out of that speed in Mint, it goes really slow. Really slow.
Like worse than what at Metro?
Worse. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. That might be a problem because I listen to radio at work sometimes. And
get on the wireless. You don't have, Wi-Fi at work?
No, I can't. So where I can't tell you where I work now is I work in this building where it's just a big hunk of metal.
You can't tell me where you work.
I'm not telling you where I work. We're still keeping the same rules here, right?
Oh, okay. I won't tell you where I work either then.
I don't care about the old ones, but the old jobs, but not the current ones.
Okay. So we'll run Maine anonymous.
Right.
We'll just call you Paul, and you can just call me Phil.
I always call you Phil.
All right.
But yeah, I work at like in a big.
So no Wi-Fi at work?
There's a Wi-Fi there, but it's I can't really connect to it. I put it to you that way.
What do you mean you can't connect to it? You have Wi-Fi or you don't?
There's a Wi-Fi network there, but I can't connect to it.
All right. Well, just listen to the radio on your desktop, on your laptop.
That ain't gonna work either. Not in the office.
Why?
Not in the office. I can't do that. Right. But anyway, Mint Mobile. Yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah, really. Check it out. Yeah, obviously, you want to record your decision in the marriage journal. Make sure Margo's on board.
Yep.
Make sure it's documented that she signs off and approves on it.
It's not so much a process like that. It's really just to bring it up, and because it's something we've been wanting to do.
Marriage journal really just like a to-do list?
No, it's not. It's definitely not a to-do list. It's a night. Okay. It's the one night of the week where we sit down and actually talk. Dude, it's a little different for you because your kids are kind of on your own. Our kids are still.
I know. Your kids are fucking nuts.
Well, we're outnumbered.
I just went and.
Did I tell you we bought a van? We bought a van.
That is awesome. That is your how van is like my dream car.
Yeah, well, we have to get to my Mother's Day stuff too. So she got plenty of stuff. She got a van. I actually picked up the van on Friday, so that was just good timing. I could have called the quits there. She got a van. And I had a little leftover money from that because the down deposit for that van was actually less than what I thought it was. So I took the extra money and I got her some jewelry. So I went to that place down in Collegeville. That place is awesome. That place is great. I took the girls there. And
you will always find something there, any price range.
Well, that's the best part. I go in there, I just give them my budget, and they do pretty well.
Yeah,
and they love.
And you bring the girls, they always give you a discount.
It was absolutely that was like pretty easy.
Yeah.
Wait, but the van, holy moly, dude! It's got a TV in it, and it's got captain
seats. All right, let me ask you this: why do you need a van with a TV when your kids have tablets?
Well, this van's, you know me. I'm not buying something brand new. This van is a 2000.
Came with the TV.
There's a TV in it, and it's a 2018, so it's a little older. So 2018, tablets were still big.
How many miles does it?
30,000.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
yeah,
really
it's what we typically do. We usually find cars that are low miles but still have a warranty.
I do the same.
It's still costing me an arm and a leg, man. And I got two car payments now. I didn't get my first car payment until I was, 33? And now I got freaking two of them, which I'm not happy about.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I know. Well, dude, that 2000, the 2010 Escape, it had 160,000 miles on it, and that thing was shot. It was due for inspection this month, and it wasn't going to pass. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So a year ago, it was due for inspection, and it wasn't going to pass. And I take it to this guy, mom and pop shop type guy, and he was like, it's like, I can't pass it. And then so I was like, fine, you just put the battery in and I'll drive it illegally because they need a new battery. And then he called me back. He's like, look, I'll cut you a break. So what was going on was there was a huge rust hole in the bottom of the car and the engine was like basically falling out. And he's like, look, I'll install these big metal brackets that keep the engine in place. He's like, give me cash. Don't come back next year because I'm not going to pass it. That's what he told me last year. So, and that was it's due in May. So like, I wasn't even going to bother. I was just going to keep driving it until, the thing caught on fire. I only drive that car and I only take it to work and it's a very short commute. I have one of the easiest commutes I've ever had in my life. So not that big of a deal, but it was due for inspection and I found this van. It was a good deal. So if I wasn't going to buy the van today, I was going to have to buy it probably within the next 12 months.
Oh, it makes it so much easier with the kids. You just throw them in.
But dude, I'm paying $300 a month for the van and I'm paying like $250 a month for the Escape. I still have another year and a half left on the Escape. So it's like,
but this is a different Escape, not the one with the hole in it.
No, this is the one that we bought in 2017. That had like 10,000 miles on it. So,
all right.
But that's a lot of money for cars just in a month.
I know. No, I totally agree. If you can avoid the car payment,
right.
Do it. So our cars are paid off, and hopefully we keep it that way until Tana turns 16.
Yeah, then you gotta get her a hot rod.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and I got Felipe. You know what else I got? I got flowers. And for the first time in my life, like,
I don't do flowers. They're gonna die.
I know they die, right? I get it, but I usually just get grocery store flowers, and that's how I kind of justify it. So when she was still working, I would sometimes get like, what do you call it, like the what are those companies called, like 1-800-Flowers, when she was still in the office and stuff. But this time around, I actually got professional.
You did Groupon, right?
No, I went to like this independent shop down in town called Tracy's Flowers, and it was in town where we live in Fleetwood area, and they were
yeah, you got a good deal at those places.
They were like $70 for whatever.
How
this
much
was.
It cost to send my mom like, you know, 4 flowers? I was like, oh look, these look good. You know, it's $50. Da, da. And then when you go to checkout, it's like, oh, it's $20 to have it delivered to her. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, they get you on the shipping.
All right.
And I got beer. I got her beer too.
Oh, that's, you know.
Pop. Blue Moon. A case of Blue Moon.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
So I got this conference tomorrow. Super spreader event down in Florida.
Yes.
Of course. It's the first time, you know, this conference with clients and everything.
Yeah.
And I got the shirts for the conference. You know, branded shirts. And they go and they give me a blue shirt with blue buttons. And so after I talked to you about this or texted you about it, I thought, well, I'm gonna Google this. Maybe it's just like a me thing.
When you told me, I started cracking up.
I don't like colored buttons. It's like buttons need to be white. That's the thing. Like buttons are white.
Right.
On a dress shirt.
I had a green and a green, right? And I had an orange and an orange.
Green shirt with green buttons and orange shirt with orange buttons.
I had two of those.
First of all, who buys an orange dress shirt?
So that was when I was shopping at Ross and stuff, and it was whatever was on sale.
Okay.
So.
All right. Now you're
shopping. Now I shop at Goodwill, and I get so much nicer shit, though.
There is a huge Goodwill center.
You guys got a lot of good ones down there. I know. In Wesley Chapel, you do for sure.
Yeah. But so I Googled this to say, okay, is this a me thing? Like, why do I have this bias against, you know, colored buttons? Like, if I interview somebody, if you had worn that blue shirt with blue buttons to the interview, no way you're getting the job. It's just like, okay,
you're you're a weirdo. Yeah.
It's a weirdo, but I think it's just the classic thing. Maybe it's just because I'm old.
Well, I think hipsters sometimes do it, but you're right. In the office, it doesn't look too great.
It is more of a modern thing. And what I saw online, it was like, you know, if it's a more casual look. You know, yes, white buttons are like the norm. White shirt, white buttons are the norm. But you start getting like blue shirts, blue buttons. It's a little more casual. You work with jeans or something. Like, whatever.
Right.
Why are you making a dress shirt with colored buttons? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to wear this shirt?
So, yeah, I have to wear this. Well, actually, I talked to my boss. I don't need to wear it. So the conference is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, down in St. Pete.
Oh, yeah?
I only have to wear it on Thursday because that's when I have to give my presentation.
So is your boss going to be there?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is the CEO Jesus going to be there?
The Jesus CEO, yes, he will be there.
Wow. Are you nervous?
No, I think I got a couple.
Do you got cue cards and stuff?
No, I just have a PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Oh, okay.
It's color coded.
It's color coded. Yeah. So do you just sell the same bullshit over and over again? Is that what you do?
I've given the same presentation this last year 3 times.
3 times?
3 times.
Yeah. You're becoming. Go ahead.
I just recycle the material. Like, there might be one or two new slides. Like, I have like 10 slides prepared or 15, 20 slides prepared. And they say, hey, Felipe, we need to give you need to give a 15-minute presentation. Okay, here, 3 slides. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, Felipe, you got a half-hour slot in this conference? Okay, boom, boom, boom. Hey, Felipe, we need to talk for an hour. Boom, boom, boom. That's all I do. That's it.
Dude, you're becoming a salesman. That's what you are now.
It is salesy, which I am not. Like, my first job out of college was sales.
Yeah.
I hate it. I almost Well,
dude, so
it.
Well, my degree's in marketing, right? And that's sure it's not happening. But I sold phones when I was in Florida for a little bit.
I sold phones, so.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I had a guy throw a phone at me. I had a duck, but like that I couldn't sell shit. I couldn't sell.
Were
phones.
You in a store?
I was in a store, not like in a mall kiosk.
So I was doing like door to door sales. Like I would go to these like shady parts of town.
Yeah.
And like be like, hey, you want to sign up for this phone? Da la, yeah. Da, da. They didn't have to give me any money on the spot. They just signed up.
Yeah.
And you know, I could tell them whatever because they were never seeing me again.
Right. Well, I mean, like we've said before, on the technical side, it's great, but you can't. I mean, to think you're going to be writing code for the rest of the next 35 years till you retire is somewhat insane. Eventually, you got to go over to the business side and. It's a good thing.
Well, I mean,
which you've been obviously,
you
you've been doing that for a while, so.
I don't know. We'll save the career advice for another day, too.
Sure, sure.
All right. Well, we've covered our three topics. Should we call it a night?
I guess. I mean, this has been.
You got something else?
No. I mean, this was.
I think this is a good start. This is a decent start. It was short, sweet.
It was short, sweet. It wasn't too humorous, but I think we have to ease back into our chemistry. It's been so long,
well,
and I'm you
yeah,
know,
no,
we're trying to.
We've been on a break.
It's been a break.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a break, that's for sure. I don't even know where to begin, but.
All right. Well, we'll come up with three more topics for next time.
Right.
And
when do you want to do this again?
I say we pick a night and stick to it, and like right. Rain or shine, it's Mondays, it's Tuesdays, 10 p.m. This time it was perfect.
Yeah, my all three of my kids now are pretty much sleeping through the night, which is creepy, but yeah.
And the thing with hobby before was like, you know, I'd put him in bed at 8 and sometimes, well, yeah, but I'd put him in bed at sometimes it was like 10, 10:30, 11 and he would still wouldn't be asleep. And you know, if I'd leave his room, he'd have a fit. Now he's so tired from running around and going to the pool and doing whatever all day. Like I put him in bed at 8:30, 15 minutes later, he's asleep.
That's crazy. Well, you finally got to that point.
Yeah.
Just so we know, like, we're not doing the website anymore. We're not doing all the social media bullshit because, one, we don't have time. Two, we don't really care. And three, we're not really making money.
Paul, just put the intro, put the outro, put it online.
Intro, show, outro. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. You can skip the intro and the outro for all I care.
No, we got to do the intro song.
All right.
Oh, you were supposed to do a data point.
We'll do that next week.
Here, I'll give you one real quick. Every year,
well,
there's 152 million Mother's Day cards sent every year. That's a lot. Huh. And the most common flower, you want to guess one? The most common flower for Mother's Day? Come on, guess.
Tulips.
Damn, you got that right. I'm shocked because you don't ever give a shit about any of this stuff, gifts and all that. How'd you know that? Is that just something common? I'm just an idiot.
Just because when I was when Raquel came down here a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago to show me flowers, like which one do you want to get to your mom? It was like all tulips.
She said all tulips. That's what she said.
No, like the one she showed me, the options that came up on the screen were tulips.
Oh, I follow you. Okay, here's
one. The lucky guess.
What is a good cheap Mother's Day gift? Do you know the answer? Oh, there's five.
A good cheap Mother's Day gift.
A good
cheap card
Mother's
from Trader
Day.
Joe's, 99 cents.
99 cents. You're right. That's not on the list though.
A card, a hug.
None of those are on the list.
A card, a hug.
So this is stupid. what comes up is five best gifts under $25, and it's a colorful mug from Anthropology, which is something my mom would probably like. A cute reusable bag from Bagu. What the hell is Bagu? It sounds like ragu, the spaghetti sauce.
All right, we're gonna have to cut it because
what's Bagu?
We're gonna have to cut it because you're breaking in and out now.
I'm breaking in and out. No,
yeah,
sorry
a little
about
bit.
That. Maybe it's you.
Well, it could be probably.
Yeah, and an inspired.
I got that Spectrum internet.
You got the that's right. You got Spectrum down. That's they bought out Bright House down there.
Yeah.
We could do a whole episode on freaking internet and where I live. Where I live, the internet options are complete trash, total trash.
Yeah.
I hate Frontier, and I'm not a big fan of Service Electric. Anyway.
I have Frontier out here.
Yeah, they are. That's right. They're global, I think, aren't they? They're like the only supplier in the country,
no,
I think, that does DSL still. It's. I think it's mostly for, what's the word? Far out areas.
Do you know that 1.5 million cool. people still pay an AOL subscription?
Yeah. Oh, guess who I spoke to today? The guy that has
who?
One. The guy that has an AOL subscription. Martin Boley. What a fine
Why?
Gentleman. Oh, because I got a LinkedIn account. I'm trying to, you know, network.
And? Oh, I forgot to check mine.
Yeah, I hit you up on that.
And you talked to him or you texted him?
No, I talked to him through LinkedIn for a few minutes. And, you know, typical Martin fashion, you know, sent a bunch of messages. I responded back and then I never heard from him. So, but he's an interesting guy. He's a really good guy, though. Hey, are you still there? Oh, you still there?
Yeah. I am
yeah,
still here.
We were talking about...
There you are, Paul Sedasanti.
Oh, you found you're going
Sequel
through your LinkedIn.
Data acquisition
engineer. How about that? Can you believe that shit? They call me engineer, which I doesn't make any sense at all. But you know, I worked my way up.
I was
up,
talking
so
about.
I'm an engineer now.
Hey, you did.
Damn right.
Yeah. Hey, don't knock it, man.
No, the day I went on that interview, I remember it went so well. I called Margo on the way home. And I'm like, yep, looks like I'm going to be an engineer. And she's like, really? Really? Like, because at the time, it didn't make much sense, the job title. But it's just the way they have the job titles there.
Hey, whatever pays the bills, my friend.
Tell me about it.
I was talking to this one guy today. It's like, you know, there's a couple of people in the office that are in the same boat. But you kind of have to feel them out. Like, I don't want to just come out and... like tell people I have absolutely nothing to do and I just, you know, regurgitate the same crap all day.
What are you talking about?
There's a couple, you know, my job, like right now, mm-hmm. I really don't have that much work to do, right?
Well,
so
yeah,
I don't want to just come out and tell people like, hey, I don't have anything to do.
Right.
So, you know, I try to feel people out for a little bit and, you know, I've been talking to this one guy and just feeling him out and turns out, yeah, he's in the same boat I am. He's like, so are you gonna get involved in this this
project?
Well, I'm I'll get involved in whatever they want. Like they want me to wash the windows, I'll wash the windows.
That's how I am. I'm like, you want me to wash the car?
I'm even the vacuum. I'll vacuum at five if
I'll
you
take
want.
The trash
no
out.
Hey, whatever.
As long as the check clears.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Crazy. So yeah, are you gonna accept my LinkedIn request?
I did. I think I just accepted it.
All right, so. Yeah, other than that, that's all we're doing. Though
I didn't look at your profile though. I'll check it out afterwards.
It's pretty much copy. I just copied and pasted yours actually, and then just put it in mine.
You know, that's
typically what I tell. Again, how do you think I got this far? All right, yeah. So.
All right, sir. So what day do you want to do next week?
Friday's my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, do you have your family pictures, your background in LinkedIn?
Yeah, my family.
No,
the one I have.
You got to take that down.
Well, why?
Because, dude, this isn't Facebook. You got to look. Seriously, this is just professional advice.
Oh, okay.
Put
here
another
picture.
Like,
here we go. Go ahead.
All right, fine. Leave it. I don't care.
No, come on. It's for the show. Come on.
I think the kids are adorable. It's a great picture.
Right.
I wouldn't put that picture there.
All right, what would you put
your profile, your personal profile pic is fine.
It's
that, you know,
it's
your
the one
beard,
from Ben. Yeah, it's
little,
the one from.
That is a weird looking. I'm not sure what sort of beard cut you have going there.
But... you are such a dick.
No, I'm being serious. All right, whatever. It looks
dude,
fine.
Your beard looks like it came from. You look like a homeless guy half the time.
No, you're absolutely right. You look very handsome in the picture. However,
that was professionally done. Oh man.
Okay, that's great.
That's so mean.
But you got to take down the pic of the kids in the background.
All right, fine. I will. God almighty! Between you and my wife, it's like.
Look, Paul. You want my professional advice? That's my
please.
Advice.
I was definitely asking for it.
I know you didn't ask for it, but
no, I always take your advice for sure. All right, I'll take it down. I'll take the picture of the kids down. Jesus, I just don't know what I'm going to put
up
there.
I'll talk back tomorrow. Make sure
what am I going to put up there? Textbooks? Do you want me to put some SQL code in the background?
Sure.
Okay. Let me do that.
No, I would just, I don't know what I have in the background of mine. Mine is generic. I don't think I have a background. Let me see, what do I have for a background? No, I just have a, I don't have a background.
No background?
I don't have one. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I think the background's fine, but not one with your kids and the pumpkins.
Oh, yeah,
unless
really.
You're applying for a job at the nursery.
Well, that might be my next gig. Who knows?
Well, I don't know, real. All
right, listen. I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna get some other opinions, and then I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful who you get opinions from. You ask your mom. You ask Margot. You ask your mother-in-law. They're gonna tell you to leave the picture. Right. You ask any self-respecting professional. They're gonna tell you to take it down.
What a jerk! All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Well, hey, no, wait. What day are we going on?
I don't. Okay, so
Monday,
weekend,
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, let's do Monday.
All right.
Yeah, let's do Monday. I think Monday will probably be best. That's the only day I don't have gymnastics or dance or some other crazy thing.
For your kids or yourself?
Kids, mostly kids.
I didn't know. You might have gone back to the dance.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That dance. Right. Those dance lessons. Those $500 dance lessons. Yep.
All right, man.
All right, my friend. This
See,
has been
fun. See, there's some humor in it.
Yeah, a little bit. It only took 36 minutes, though.
Yeah.
This has been good, though. This has been fun. I needed this.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm helpful.
All right. Episode 2.1 is done.
2.1 is in the books.
You want to say goodnight to the audience?
Good night.
Good night.
This has been a Running with Twins production. Good night, Doc Thompson, wherever you are. Now you go home.
Yeah, you sound fine. You sound good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, taking the microphone out of my ass, best idea ever.
I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I can do whatever you want me to do.
I'm an influencer. We need business cards.
Business. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking t-shirts. Social media scares me with you, but
why?
Because you're kind of old. A dumbass. Because of your bad back and your old age. Why can't you turn the fridge off?
I don't know if we're gonna make it to episode 4. I think that was a decent episode. Well, that's a shit show.
I hope so. I don't even know where our car seats are.